Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sarwinski, and on today's program, I am joined by the Perry Public Works Department, the Director and Deputy Director, Jack Butler and Josh Webker. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Hopefully, we are done with snow now. It's been an interesting winter, but we kind of wanted to do just a recap of the winter. So starting off, you had some new plows in operation this year. How do you feel like they went?
Real well. You know, we got them, and with all the new electronics and emission controls that are on these trucks, we got them delivered to us. We just got done getting all the stickers put on them and the radios in them, and we actually had gone down to top them off with fuel, and our first snowstorm was coming, and we went down to fill them up with material, and lo and behold, we got two blocks from the shop, and one of them kicked on a stop engine now light, and we ended up having to call, you know, the dealer and have them come up and run it through, and just some faulty electronics on it. So that was kind of frustrating to have a brand new truck and not even put it in use yet. We'd made it, like I said, about three, four, five blocks from the shop, and that came on, and we were like, oh no. But they came up and got us squared away, and other than that little hiccup, you know, everything's been top notch with them. The operators love them. You know, they're automatics. The old trucks, they used to be used to shift. And so these are an automatic. So you put it in gear, and then you put your arm on your controls, and down the road you go, and no more shifting gears, and, you know, a lot less strain on their backs, on their legs. Just makes operating these trucks so much more user-friendly. So they definitely love them, and we're glad to have them in our fleet. When the operators are happy, it makes the day go a lot smoother for everybody.
Absolutely. Now, one thing that I'm curious about, and I'm sure other people are, because it's kind of a big purchase, I guess, is every year, that big silo or building filled with salt. How much salt did you use this year?
You know, we probably had 500 ton down there or so, and I'll be honest with you, I bet we used 350 ton this year. We didn't get a lot of snow, but we had a lot of, you know, small ones. So even a half inch or an inch, those actually require more material than a bigger storm. The smaller ones are harder to fight and to take care of, actually, than the bigger ones. And we had a lot of those little ones. So, yeah, I would say probably we probably used 350 ton just of salt this year. So we'll have to restock next year with everything. We go in, I think like we've talked about before, we go in with a lot of other counties and cities with a big salt purchase contract based out of West Des Moines. They ask what we need for the year. They put that together, and then we get a better price, delivered price brought to us by going in if we were to just buy it on our own. So we usually order that in June. So we're already talking salt, you know, in a couple of months after the season. So, and they'll probably start bringing it in August, September. So we don't have that much time where that dome's, you know, empty. So, but yeah, I think we're all ready for winter to be over with. So
yeah, I'm sure. Do you keep all the salt and just use it for next year? Is that stay good then?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it does. It doesn't get bad. We just kind of, the stuff that's in the back of the dome, we bring that forward, you know, just kind of get rid of the stuff. So after a while it does kind of start to get hard with moisture and stuff. So we try to get rid of that, but you know, we have equipment that basically will break that stuff down, and loader does a really good job. You can drive on it and breaks it up and makes it good to go. So,
all right. So just as a general recap of the winter, how did this winter kind of fare for the Public Works Department in general?
Well, I think it went smooth. It's been quite a few years since we've had a real big winter, you know, event. So, you know, even though it's ran real smooth, there, you know, all them little snows really, them little snows are so hard on the roads. We've been running around filling potholes already, and, you know, you fill it in and then you go get an inch. And you know it's going to warm up, you know, as the day goes on, and it's going to kind of take care of itself. But there's that time frame there where you can't just let it sit. Got to try and keep the roads safe for everybody. So them little storms actually, they make it a lot of work because it's frustrating. You know, you get everything good to go, and then you get an inch or less. And it just makes everything icy, and you get out there, and then you're blading it off, and it chews up the roads. And, you know, that stuff, it's just part of winter. The freeze-thaw cycle, you know, is really hard on roads. Potholes, one day there won't be one there, and the next day it's, you know, a hubcap collector. That's how bad it can get. And we are running around, you know, right now doing that, filling them in. But yeah, I think overall, you know, winter wasn't too hard. It went pretty smooth. I think I'm with Josh and everybody else. We're ready to see that sunshine and feel that warmer weather on our faces and be done with this phase.
Absolutely. Now you mentioned it, so let's segue right into it. The potholes. What are you doing to get those filled up here in the early spring?
Well, we've got a trailer, and it's called a hot box. And basically it's a metal box on a trailer, and then there's a burner, and it runs off of LP. So we go down to Des Moines and we buy this material, and it's called Cold Patch. So it's cold. You use it at room temperature. And basically though, that trailer, you turn the heater on and you get a little bit warmer, kind of gets it a little bit tackier. And then, you just go out and you got to make sure all the water's out of the pothole, and then, you know, throw it in there, and we've got a hand packer, and we sit there and pack it in and then just let traffic have it. The material works. Obviously, it's not as good as the hot mix that we get in the summer months. This material that we get that we put down in the winter, it's a lot bigger. It doesn't seal up real good. So, you know, we can come out and fill a hole today, and if it rains tonight and you get a little moisture down in there, it'll pop it right back out. So that's the frustrating side of it. You know, you come and you take care of it, you run through the whole town, and you're like, all right, we're ahead of it. And then it rains on you. And then you go back a couple of days later and you can't even tell you were there. But that's the nature of the beast. You know, this stuff isn't made to be a permanent fix. It's just a temporary patch to get you through till it warms up. So the next phase of that will still be running through. And as everybody knows, you know, feel free to call City Hall, or you can call down to the street department. We do have an answering machine down there. You know, leave a message. Let us know if you got one. And we'll get out there. We'll get it filled. As it starts warming up, the plants in Des Moines, they wait until we get, obviously, overnight temperatures above freezing. But they like them to be, you know, where it's getting down in the 50s at night. No lower than that, because they'll batch this stuff up and they make it. And they got a silo that they keep it in. And I think it lasts for a day or two, you know. But they'll do a big batch. And then we can go down and get some hot mix. But at the way Mother Nature's playing games with us, I think it's probably going to be, it might be the end of April before they get that hot plant opened up. I hope I'm wrong. We'll start seeing some nicer temperatures, and then that hot mix will be in. Then that's a more permanent fix, you know. So be patient with us, please. We know they're out there. Let us know if you got one. And obviously we have to play the weather too. You know, if you call one in a day and we got rain coming, it's not going to get filled. We have to wait, but we will definitely get it, and, you know, just be patient.
Still lots more to talk about, so we will continue this conversation next week. This has been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jack Butler and Josh Webker. This has been part one of a two-part interview. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Serwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.